Hello, this 5 minutes of the prophetess, Psalm 91, episode 165, 165. So, Psalm 91, let's do it. Our personalized Psalm 91, verse 8, as we've been doing. How do we go? Let's go. One go. Only with my eyes will I behold and see the reward of the wicked. No evil is coming your way. No evil is not meant for you. Hallelujah. So we personalize Psalm 91. If this is the first time you're listening to me, then it means you have a backlog of things to hear. And please go back with them so that you don't miss out on what I've said already. Because if you don't know what I've said, you understand where we're going. Okay. But I know that the spirit of understanding and revelation is right there with you. And explaining the author of the word of God, who is the Holy Spirit, is there right there and teaching you what it is that I'm saying here. Good. So we were talking about wisdom. We said that we in the opposite of evil is wisdom. And we're looking at Genesis 49. So 49, verse 3 and 4. Now verse 3 was Jacob blessing his children before his death, on his deathbed. And he talks about the firstborn, who is Reuben. He said, Reuben, you are the beginning of my strength, the excellency of my dignity, the excellency of my power. And we felt so good knowing that this was the height of it. This was the creme de la creme. This was the best thing that could have ever happened. You were tops. You are the hope of your family. You are the one that they've put all their hope on. They know that when you do well, the whole family is blessed. And then verse 4 says, but you are unstable as water, and thou shalt not excel. Oh, that's not your portion. That is not your portion at all. He said, you are unstable as water. And because of that, you will not excel. So what is not making people excel? Why are people not excellent? Why are people not on top of their game? Why is it that some people are working in a firm or in a company or doing some business for so long, you're not seeing results? What is it? What is troubling you? What is it? And this, the word of God pinpoints. He said, yeah. Unstable as water. What's the meaning of unstable there? When you go to the Hebrew word is pakas. And pakas is P-A-C-H-A-Z. You can look for any concordance. Right now, when you look at your phone, especially when you download all this Olive Tree and all the Olive Tree Bible, all these versions, they'll give you different versions and all. So please, it's not there for you just to have it on your phone or your iPad, but also to use it. So use it. The Hebrew word for unstable is pakas. And what is the meaning of pakas? Do you want to know the meaning of pakas? The CBSW dictionary says that pakas refers to recklessness, uncontrollableness. It refers to a person who is without self-control or self-discipline. So they are unstable and cannot be counted on. They are not dependable. Wow. So that is the CBSW dictionary. That is the definition. I'm giving you the Olive Tree Concordance, which is very, very common, very common. And look at what it also says. It says recklessness, the meaning of unstable, pakas, is recklessness, wantonness, unbridled license, frothiness, frothing or foaming on the mouth. What does it remind you? It reminds me when I hear frothiness or foaming at the mouth. It reminds me of somebody who gets into uncontrollable anger. You know, when they can talk and be shouting, and then you see spittle, froth in the foam. The spittle has become foam in the mouth. Excuse me if you're eating and I'm saying this. Foam on the mouth, the corners. You see, uncontrollable. So they are saying the same thing. Same thing. The person cannot be depended upon. The person is reckless. The person is unrestrained. The person cannot be controlled. The person cannot be disciplined. The person, you see, this is it. This is what he's saying. So Reuben missed his inheritance, although it was the firstborn. Why? It was because he had a character defect. And that character defect was that he was unreliable. He could not be depended upon, undependable, unrestrained. You see, we have solution for fire outbreaks, we use water, but what is the solution for water when you have a tsunami? Who is going to stand and say, okay, I'm the firefighter, or everybody's running for their life, because you ask for water, you have to get blockade. What are you going to block the water with? That's the problem. So even fire we can quench, but water, what are we going to do? He said, because you were unrestrained, because you could not be controlled, because you could not be corrected, you could not be talked to, you could not be advised, nobody could guide you, nobody could lead you. That is why. That is the explanation for people who are not excellent. That is why the business is not excellent. That is the reason. You're blessed. I said, this is supposed to bless. It's blessing you. It's correcting. It's giving you, fixing your mind. In Jesus' name. Bye.